From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy ended Tuesday after at least 58 police cadets were killed and dozens more wounded. The gunmen, armed with explosive vests, attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near the city of Quetta late Monday. Gunmen took a number of hostages until security forces ended the siege. They're suspected of belonging to the Al-Qaeda jihadist group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, although there's been no claim of responsibility. Pakistani analyst Moeen Cheema of Australian National University said the group has a sectarian agenda.
They have committed atrocities in this part of Pakistan, in the Balochistan province in the past as well, mostly targeting Hazara Shia minority in Balochistan. So it had a very sectarian agenda, and for quite some time the state tolerated it or did not take this kind of sectarian terrorism very seriously because it was very much focused on the Taliban insurgency further north in the northwestern part of the country, especially in the federally administered tribal areas.
A suicide attack on a Quetta hospital in August killed more than 70 people. The International Criminal Court has called on South Africa and Burundi to reconsider plans to withdraw from the court. The ICC has come under criticism for prosecuting mostly African nationals. South Africa's main opposition party has mounted a legal challenge to the government's decision to withdraw. The Democratic Alliance hopes the Constitutional Court will intervene. Pretoria announced last year its intention to withdraw from the ICC after it was criticized for disregarding an order to arrest Sudanese President Omar Bashir under ICC indictment for genocide and war crimes. This is VOA News.